Expressions from St. Paul is made possible by your faithful prayers and contributions.
You'll never enjoy God unless you decide to move on.
As promised, Dr. Williams presents part two of Move On, and one of the many points he shares is how to move on when your enemy attacks.
Quit fighting your enemy and talk to God and let God take care of them and watch him work.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 46 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., our morning worship service begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verses 1 down through 20. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition to the auditorium and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
If you're in here today without any other reason without worshiping God, you should have slept late. Because I hate to see people be in church 15, 20, 30, 40 years. And don't know the real God.
Right.
It's a waste of your time.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
But Brother Pastor, you're a Jersey. No, the book's Jersey.
Right.
I came here this morning to worship God.
Yeah. That's right.
And there's only one thing will stop me, that I have a heart attack.
Well,
other than that, I'm going to worship him. The man said to me, Pastor, the older you get, the more emotional you get. I said, you don't know me. You have never known me. I got emotional when I was 5, when I saw Mama coming with that belt. I got highly emotional. I wasn't crying, I was hollering. When a man tell me he doesn't get emotional, he is dead. He is dead. I'll let me come back. He is what?
Dead.
There's no man, I'm talking about a man now. There's no man can be past a boy, past 12, and see a nice looking lady. And he doesn't get emotional. And White said, he just hide it. If you think I'm just talking, you quit being emotional with your wife and see what's going to happen to you. She's not going to be around long. But I don't like to get emotional. That's for women. Where you get that from? You didn't get that from the Bible. Amen. You did not get that from the Word. Being emotional for God is one thing, and being emotional for yourself is another one. Because when you're emotional for God, it never leaves.
That's right.
But when you're emotional for yourself, it's a matter of minutes. And the preacher said,
amen.
And the church said,
amen.
So give him all you got. Because you don't know how long you're going to be here. Let him have it. And anybody sitting next to you don't like it, get louder. You don't let nobody sit next to you control your spirit. Amen. I wanted to make sure I get into that because this is what we call Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is all the time. All the time. Something happened to me yesterday, and I thought it was kind of funny, but it was the truth. Friends, I was going in a place and a lady held the door for me. Again, that's the third time this month. I said, well, thank you so much. I said, I'm not used to women holding the door for me. And this is what she said. She said, I'd hold the door for some men. I made a proposal so she could take my picture. I just said it to make you laugh. She said, but you look like you needed some assistance, so I am open for that. Being gracious is part of being a Christian. And if you can't be gracious, kind, and loving, get yourself on your knees and start praying. Now, this is the tough one. If you have had resentment against people and the year's almost gone and you refuse to get it corrected, you are going to have some health problems. Because unforgiveness is toxic. Read it. You say, I don't feel good. Get rid of that stuff you don't want to forgive. But you don't know what he did. I don't care what he did for you. You taking care of yourself. Yes, not the other person. Amen. Right. Amen. 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 This is hard for some, especially Afro-Americans. I told you before, but there's a new one I want to give you. I got a man out. Went and got a man out of jail and put it on my credit card. And when I see him, he don't even speak. But when I see him, I cut him off. Stand up. He see me. I see him trying to get away, and I move fast. He going this way, so I can cut. He have to speak because I speak. I'm the one ought to be angry. I'm the one paid $250 to get this man bail out of jail. But I cannot afford to let him block my prayers. Amen. I'm trying to get you ready for your Thanksgiving turkey.
Amen.
You say, I don't have no turkey. Thank you. You don't have no turkey? Eat a chicken. Well, I don't have no chicken. Eat some turkey wings. But be thankful, gracious. That's what pleases God. You bow where you are, and we would pray. Pray for the bereaved. Pray for those who are sick. Friends, pray that God will touch those people. Sister Easton, another one of our mothers. Pray hard that God's power will touch them. And if God bless them, he will bless you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I must tell Jesus all of my trials, I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear these burdens alone. I have some help, so I don't have to bear them alone. First Sunday we talked about, and I told you we had number two, we talked about it is time to what? Now the year is almost gone. I beg you this morning, I plead with you,
Before you leave this church, bow your head or heads and leave your, my friends, angry here. Don't take it back home with you. Don't go back home fussing about nothing. Be kind, loving. It is time for us who are born again to show some compassion on other people. But you don't live in my house, Pastor William. You don't understand, but I understand you. You're responsible for you and to help the others. If they refuse your help, be kind anyway. Be loving. I repeat, be what? I couldn't stay 5 minutes in some homes that I know. It's too hostile. It's hostile. They don't smile, they don't even look at you. Always bickering with each other. Amen. People don't like me to say this. My mother did something that I didn't like. She did a lot of things I didn't like, but they were right. We have birthdays, and she'll make us tell each other something nice about them. And when I got the person, I want to slap him. Not this person. But I couldn't do that. I had to say, well, you know, Mama, you know, he's kind. He's make him laugh. I said, he's kind. He's not as tall as I am, but he's kind. I had to force myself to do that. Now, it doesn't mean I didn't love him, but he got me in trouble. I got a whooping twice because of him. See, you think I'm going to say something kind? I didn't know any better. But I grew up to forget that. I am not serving him. It was time then for me to move well to another level. You'll never enjoy God unless you decide to move on. Amen. Friends, much of the time, from Joshua, he would bring us, God would bring us, face to face with human impossibilities. He'll bring us face to face with solutions that absolutely mandate his grace and his divine intervention. How often we encountered that. I've had to face issues, and I thought to myself, Lord, you know I can't handle this. And in the midst of my talking, things get better. God is not a God dropping a car out of the sky. But it's either God, if you got a job and making some money, you can go buy one. He'll give you a good deal. Amen. Amen. When I first bought my home here some years ago now, the realtor, I didn't have enough money to put down on it, or what he wanted, rather. And so I said to him, no problem. I don't have to have enough. I said, the money you're going to charge me for selling me the home, split it in half and give me half of it so I can get the house. I said, I'm talking about your commission, brother. He said, I can't do that. I said, well, then I can't buy the house. I went towards my car. When I got to the road, went to open the door. He said, wait a minute. Putting his hand on my shoulder. I don't care about him putting his hand on my shoulder as long as he cut it in half. And I'm going to tell you, it wasn't him in the first place. But he cut it in half. You said, but I've tried, it won't work. No, you can't work it when you need it. You got to work it before you need it.
Right.
Don't wait till you get in trouble to start calling on God. You lay up some treasures so when you need them, you can reach and get them. Amen. We used to sing in the South, I'm sending up my timber. The modern generation laugh at this because they don't know how to send it up. That's why they don't have any. You don't wait till the rain's done to put a roof on your house. You put a roof on the house when the sun is shining. Amen. And so when I look at the story here, friends, how often we encounter things that we cannot handle. Burdens too heavy for us to bear. Our problems too great for us to solve. Our difficulties too big for us to handle. Our heartaches too deep for us to comfort. Our temptations too enticing for us to resist. Our fears too overwhelming for us to confront. Our decisions too hard for us to make. We are confronted every day with some issue that is too difficult for us. That's one of the reasons we have a God. People just can't get this in their system. We are not saved just to go to heaven. God wants us to enjoy life on earth. Remember? You remember what he said in his word? We are to have life and have it how? More abundantly. Enjoy life. Don't quit fussing if you don't have a car, if you can ride the bus. Quit fussing if you don't live in Elk Groves and you live in Oak Park. You got a house to live in. Quit complaining if you don't have a diamond ring and you got a finger.
Amen.
Stop complaining. Be grateful and gracious for what God has already given you. Be careful if you're not married, it might not be your choice to get married. Not from you, but from him.
Amen.
Because a whole lot of folks that married wish they had never got married.
Amen. Amen.
And the light said amen. How many times, friends, we had to make decisions, my friends, too hard for us to make. Or roads too rough for us to travel. Or mountains too deep for us to climb. We have all of these mountains in our mind. And yet we have a God that has never left us. He promised Joshua, as I was with who? Moses. I do what? I'll be with you. Now, one of the things I like about what God said to Joshua, he said, wherever you put your foot, nobody would be able to block it. Or you set up traps, but you'll fall in your own trap. If God could bless Moses with all the complaints and all the fussing he got from the Israelites, what about us with what we're going through in America? We're going to pure hell in America.
That's right.
And yet we ought to be happy because we got a God who lives in us. Every now and then you ought to just stop and thank him. Amen. Thank him. I want this. Well, whatever you want is one thing, but what you get is another. God's going to supply you what you need. And it might not be what you want. And 10 years ago, I stopped living on what I need. What I need. I'm living now on what I want. My needs is gone. God got that under cover. But I want some things. He might not be under his cover. I want to be kind and loving so he can grant them. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Friends, I loved to do my own lawn because I could do it better than anybody else. And then I got to the point I couldn't do it because of my allergy. But I don't worry about it now. Whatever is not done is just not done. I don't have to be sneezing and coughing because of my allergy. But I can go on the front, look at the lawn, looks nice. If it doesn't call him back and have him to straighten it out. He prepares us for every little thing that we think is not worth nothing. He prepares us. Amen. At the old church, I put the bus money. We had taken it up to ride the bus to San Francisco, Oakland, somewhere down there. And I laid it on the steps and rushed down for Sunday school. And when I came back, it had taken some legs and feet and walked. And someone said, I know you're upset, so if you find out, you ought to turn. No. No, I didn't do anything. It was my fault. Should have never laid it down. See, money is, let me put it another way. How many of y'all used to go to socials at your high school? How many of you remember, some of you don't remember, but how many remember when you used to go to those socials? And your brothers take a nice lady and another guy want to come dance with, and you don't have much time to dance with. How many of you remember that? Don't make me think I'm the only one, because I went to the socials and I danced. That's back, way back. And I love to swing, as long as I swing with the right swinger. So you got angry, but you know in the end, you had the last dance. That's worldly. So what am I going to worry about now in the end of the devil trying to trick me? I know in the end, I'm going to win. How do you know you're going to win? Because Jesus died on the cross, made it clear that your sins will be forgiven, and all power from heaven and earth is in my hand, and I'm a son of the living God. That's how I know. Amen. Let's move on, friend. Think about it. There was no doubt but what God had been with Moses, so there was no need to doubt but what God would be with Joshua also. And God has made us the same promises. You find it in Hebrews 13 and 5. And that's why we can be victorious over our trials, tribulations. We can overcome our greatest obstacle because we have the same God that Moses had. Amen. Friend, you look at it now. We can face our problems with difficulties head on. We can bear the heaviest of burdens and responsibilities. We can deal with life's heartaches and sorrow. We can stand the stress and the strain of our storms. And that's why we ought to be happy. We can sing and rejoice in spite of our frustration. Just knowing that the Lord is with us makes all the difference. Amen. The Lord had told Joshua to be strong. You will not be strong as a Christian unless you have a prayer life and a Bible reading life. That's what makes you strong. Church told him to be strong, and why should he be strong and of good courage if the Lord, my friend, was with him? Why need all of that? Well, I'll tell you why. And if he had the assurance of the Lord was with him, then there was no need, you said, for him to be strong. More need than ever. Church, there was no need, some people say, to tremble and fear the enemy. No need to fret about the outcome. No need to worry that he wouldn't be successful. No need to be upset over any opposition if God is going to be with them. If God is with you, I don't care how many oppositions you have, you will win. Amen. Somebody said, well, you know, that sounds good, but I've been on this journey for, that's right, 40 years, and I haven't won. It's not God's fault, it's yours. Now, let me tell you something about that. A lot of times, you have won, But because you're not spiritually minded, you don't know that. A lot of times you have already won your battles, but because you're not spiritually minded, you don't know you've won. Let me put it another way. You've been praying for God to give you some money to take a vacation, and you don't have it. You don't have the money. But then you'll come down with a cold, and you can't do nothing. You have to take some time off. You're on a vacation. Trying to get well. Let me put it another way. There are some people that live in your home or come in and out of your house. You've been praying for a vacation. All of a sudden, they go on vacation, and you have to leave your vacation at home. Look at life the way it is. Amen. You look at life one way, and life is not one way. Amen. Amen. I said again, amen. I was praying to go to friends in South America, and then I started counting the cost. I couldn't afford it. And then I just started saying, now, Lord, I would like to go. And you know I would. If you open the door, then my wife and I will go to South America. In 2 weeks, someone said, you going on vacation? I said, yes. Where are you going? I said, I want to go to South America, but I can't go. Oh, that's no problem. He said, I'll call you back in a few days. In a few days? Hey, don't get me worked up here. Hey. Somebody rang my doorbell. When they rang the bell, precious, they said, I brought you and your wife a ticket to South America, but I thought it would be better, that's what he said, I thought it would be better if you would go on the ship, take a cruise to South America. And I said, how many days is it? He says, it's 7 days. And then on your way back, you got 3 more. And I don't want to go. I could have went 1 day. And then he said, there's some extra that you can spend. You didn't get that. Let me come over here. Now, the extra, I didn't need no extra because on the ship, you could eat all night. And then he had it so every day I got two bottles. Not wine, but apple cider. Every day I got two. I'm trying to teach you this morning. It is your fault if you're not in tune with God. When I came back, I had some money left. I said, we didn't spend this. This is what I had left. I want to return it. I appreciate what you've done. Oh, I can't do that. I can't take it because I've given it to you. And if I take it back, it might mess me up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what did you do, Eva? I hugged him. I hugged him real tight. You said, but I'm not going to do that. That's why you like you are. Then when we got to South America, I ran into some people from Chicago. And then we got off the ship and we went shopping. You're not listening. And what I was going to buy, the gentleman said, you used to be nice to me. Get what you want and I'll take care of it. I really got what I wanted. Yeah. I had been nice. That's why I tell you Baptist people something. I was nice to him when he had a need. And I forgot it because it's my job. But he hadn't forgot it. Get what you want, he said. I'm in good shape. Tell it. I said, I wasn't like I am now. I could see good. And I got what I wanted. It wasn't robbery. It was being blessed. Amen. How are you going to be blessed? Cheap.
stubborn, unforgiving. You can't be blessed. You got to open up. Well, I'm saving some for my children. They don't get their share. And you read, you can't save it all, because in this modern day, I told you a few weeks ago, they're going to do three things, four things. They're going to ride it up. They're going to dress it up. They're going to travel it up. And they're going to smoke it up. Bless somebody else that has a need. And watch how God bless you. Amen. 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 And let's move on. It's time for us to do what? Move on. Okay, friends? There's no need to question God's leadership or ability. Or Joshua. There's no need to become discouraged and quit. Many people in church, because you don't get what you want, you can't get people to do what you tell them, and they leave the church. You haven't left. How are they going to separate you and God? You can't let nobody get between you and God. There's no man big enough to get between me and God. There's no woman look good enough to get between me and God. Them folks will be here when I'm gone. Amen. The God I serve, I want to serve him while I'm living. There's a deacon, I hate to say this, but it's a reality, and I want to say it because it keeps coming up. He came to this church a few weeks ago, and he said, I would join St. Paul, but could you assure me that I can become a deacon? And Aubrey, I don't cuss. I said, is that what you're over here for today? But you need to go home. I can't promise you something like that. I have to be led for that. He got angry. Fine, I don't live with him. But I'm not going to jeopardize myself for him. He don't want to serve no God. He want to be in position.
Right.
And God is not awarding positions unless you're doing something in the position. Read your Bible. Listen carefully, there's no need to turn back in the day of battle. Listen to what he said to him. And the same is true with us. Psalms, listen to what it says, the Bible, Psalms 46, 1 and 2. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Psalms 6 and 12. Through God, we will do wonders. For it is he who shall tread down our enemies. Yes, quit fighting your enemy and talk to God. Yes. And let God take care of them. Yes, and watch him work. Friends, God then gave Joshua further instruction and said, this book, listen church, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. But you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in him. That was the old covenant, but this is your covenant now. It's called the Bible. Still arguing, quote a verse, and watch God. Don't fight, quote. This is your attorney. Quote it. I repeat, quote it. You've got to read it to know it. Amen.
Thank you.
And if you read it, it'll come alive. Amen. But I didn't get anything from the service, and that's correct. Because you don't have no connection. You must be connected. Amen. Amen. And if we closely observe and obey the word of God, then like Joshua, we too can expect the Lord to prosper us wherever we go.
this prosperity which the Lord promised doesn't, my friend, necessarily mean that we will become wealthy, but it does mean, listen careful, it does mean that we will win our battle, that we will conquer our enemies. It does mean that we will overcome our obstacles. That's rich. Don't always want money. Long as you have peace. I just love peace. I like to go home and then lay back and have nobody arguing and cussing and fussing. And some woman saying to me, "You're late getting in. Where you been? None of your business." I don't have that in my house. I never had it, and I'm too old to have it now. I want some peace. 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 You won't have it unless you got the word in you. Amen. Then Joshua, well, listen carefully. Then Joshua addressed the people and said, "Prepare, brethren, especially for ministers, prepare yourself to go to possess the land which the Lord your God has given you to possess." Verse number 11. The people were to prepare themselves, from friends, to cross over the Jordan River and also prepare themselves for the battle they were going to face. The first calling that a preacher has is preparation. Not to grab no Bible and go somewhere and preach. Preparation. The first calling that a saint of God is called, the first human being, a lay person, your first calling is, Jesus gave it to you. He said, "Be ye my witness," in Acts. How you go witness, you don't know how. You got a calling, you got the assignment, but where is the preparation? Person was with me. I had an opportunity to speak, and the man said, "You got to take all the time you want." 400 or 500 people there. You think I'm crazy? I took less than normal because I have been trained. You have to watch how you train yourself. There's nobody worse and unbalanced than the old person who is untrained. They know everything. They can cook cornbread in their hand. They know it all, but you got to prepare yourself for tomorrow. And you do that in the book and on your knees. I can't get on my knees, pal. Then you stand up by the sink. They used to say, "He's my walking cane." Well, then lean on it. That's how you become blessed. Amen. I beg you, as members of this church, in Radio Land, every year I said, catch the sales in August and put your Christmas stuff up. You can get it for half price. There he go again. He's old school. Hey, but I don't have no debt in January. Nothing wrong with old school as long as you got peace. Peace. I can't say that enough. You get up in January and you owe $500. You don't have no peace. Amen. Try old school layaway. Try. You women going to the retreat? I've been telling you since about 5 or 4 months ago. Pay on your retreat fee so you don't have to be crying at the last day. But I'm old school. Hey, man. I'm old school. And while I'm on old school had breakfast this morning. New school was late running. They didn't have time to eat. And many said, "That's old school. I'll leave it alone." But I want you to remember how you can be blessed. We as a church ought to be one of the most loving people in Sacramento. We ought to love each other, respect each other, be kind to each other. And the family said, well, I don't have no money for to buy no Christmas turkey. Buy one. You didn't always have no turkey. And you certainly didn't have no microwave. And now let me, and you didn't have nowhere to cook it if you had it, because you, anyway, God bless. Friends, God has given them the land. They had to prepare to go and get it. The people were to prepare themselves. Even today, it requires preparation. In order to have success and victory, perhaps the reason why so many projects fail is because there have not been sufficient preparation. Amen. Amen. When you get 60 years old, you want to start saving some retirement money. It's too late. First of all, you can't think clear anyway. Prayers, the reason that I want to serve God, the few years, the days, the months I have, prayers for me have not been prayed that I should pray. Meals have not been, my friend, left aside, which means fasting. The scriptures have not been studied that I'm studying. Sacrifices have not been made. Faith has not been strengthened. I got to now move on. Obedience has not been practiced. Friends, perhaps the greatest of all, God has not been properly worshiped. But I can't worry about what I didn't do. I have to move on what I can do. Church, according to the scriptures, verse number 11, the people themselves were to go in and possess the land. The land was theirs for the taking. Amen. We had an opportunity to get some land around here, and we was betrayed by somebody who was helping us to get the land. No problem. No problem. They are younger than I am. Their day will come when God is going to let it be in their face. Don't try to block other folks because you can't have it. Amen. They did all they could. I could have messed them up. I could have got them fired on that job. But because I am compassionate and I love God, I let it alone. Amen. What are you doing when you're a double cross? What are you doing? Every time I see him, I speak to him and hug him. I'm heaping, what Paul said? Heaping coal on their head. They don't have no hair to burn, it's just their head. Just do what's right and watch him work. Friends, if it had not been too long since God had promised it to Abraham, and now it was their responsibility to go in and possess it. In the land, there were cities which they had not built, and there were vineyards which they had not planted. And yet, if they go in, God gave it to them. Now, before I close, most of you all are living in houses wasn't built for you. Not only they wasn't built for you, everything was done to block you from getting it. But now you are in them. Since you're in the house that you didn't build, take some time and say, Lord, Look what you've done for me. Look what you blessed me with. Take some time and say, Lord, if it had not been for you, I wouldn't be living here today. Take some time and thank him for making you comfortable in your old age. Thank him for you having a monthly income that you are not now working. He promised he'll never leave you, not forsake you. If he did it for Joshua, he did it for Moses, he'll do it for St. Paul. But you got to tell him. You got to tell him. Now I'll close. So much more left. I'll close. But in my closing, I want to tell you to take this home with you. Because you'll be blessed. When the last time that you told God, if you do this, I do that? When was the last time? When the last time you said to God, I've got to make up for what I didn't do? When the last time you said to God, not my will, but your will must be done? When the last time you said to God, if you just make a way for me now, I'll prove to you I stand with you for the rest of my life? When the last time you said to God, if you bless me, I'll never go to another nightclub. I'll never drink another. Christmas is coming. So I only drink once a year. That may be your last drink. I don't want to drink nothing. I want to, Christmas, I want to look back. Look at here, I made another Christmas. Pass me the potato salad. Pass me the macaroni and cheese. I don't want to be passing no wine, no liquor. Pass me a Pepsi. Pass me a glass of water. I want to thank him for what he has already done. Then I want to thank him for what he didn't do. Because if he did something, I wouldn't be here today. Every now and then I thank God for what he didn't do to me. Oh, hallelujah. And nobody's going to stop there. This God I said, the older I get, the better he gets. The older I get, the more I see. There's nobody like God. He is God all by himself. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. You've been mighty good. You've been mighty kind. You've opened doors when man said it couldn't be. You've given me peace of mind when man said it can't be. And now I tell you, he's all right. He's all right. He's all right. Every day, he gets better and better and better and better. Time for yourself. It's time for us. It's time for us to do what? Move on. Leave that mess behind. Move on. Thank him and serve him. And watch him bless you. Watch him. 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 Our Lord's going to sing. I want you to listen. Grant is thou faithfulness, which means God is faithful and he's great. You can't beat that. He brings to us every day new mercy. If you're here today, don't let this year leave without you going with Jesus. Will you come today? Will you come today? New mercies I see. Come today. Come today. Will you come? Will you come today? Great is
thy faithfulness.
Will you come today? Grant,
oh God, my Father.
Yes.
There is no shadow of turning.
Will you come today?
In thee, thou changest not thy compassion.
Yes.
They
will you say yes to him today?
As thou hast been,
will you come?
Thou forever will be
great.
Great is
great, great.
Thy faithfulness.
Will you come today?
Great is thy faithfulness.
Great.
Morning by morning,
listen,
the
listen.
New mercies yeah. I see.
Will you listen to
all I have needed,
great.
Thy hands have provided.
Will you say yes to God today? The Spirit speaks to you.
Great is thy faithfulness,
great.
Lord, unto me.
Listen.
Summer and
listen.
Winter.
Will you come today?
Springtime.
Say yes to him.
And harvest.
He's speaking to your heart.
Sun, moon, and stars in
yes.
their courses above
oh, yeah.
join with all nature
yes.
in manifold witness
great.
To thy great faithfulness, mercy and love.
Oh, great.
Great is
oh, great.
Thy faithfulness. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new.
Great.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Will you
great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness.
Bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Do me a favor, too. I left my watch up there. Thank you. This time we have Richard come and pray for the offering.
Master, once again, we just say thank you. Thank you, Master, for touching us. Thank you for see another day. Then, Master, we just ask you to bless this offering that we're about to receive. Let it be used as you would have it to be used. All of these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.